From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 15 British sailors and Marines were reunited with their families in England today. They had been detained for nearly 2 weeks after being captured by Iranian forces in the Persian Gulf. Britain always maintained they were in Iraqi waters when they were seized. Tehran accused the Royal Navy crew of entering Iranian territory illegally. Yesterday, they were freed by Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Just ahead, a conversation with the father of one of the British sailors. First, NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The crew's British Airways flight landed at London's Heathrow Airport at around noon local time. By the time they'd disembarked, the crew had changed back into military uniform and they stood briefly on the tarmac before being ushered to two waiting helicopters. As they'd left Tehran, Iranian state television had shown further interviews with two of the service personnel who'd previously confessed to entering Iranian waters illegally. The only woman in the group, leading seaman Faye Turney and Lieutenant Felix Carman.
Treatment here has been great, but it would be nice to get back, get home and see my family. Thanks for letting us go home.
To Iranian people, I can understand why you were insulted by our apparent intrusion into your waters. I'd like to say that no harm was meant to Iranian people or its territories whatsoever, and that I hope that this experience will help to build the relationship between our countries.
That was not the thought uppermost in the mind of British Prime Minister Tony Blair as he spoke to reporters upon the crew's arrival. Blair welcomed their safe return, but made clear that the release of the captives did not wipe the slate clean between London and Tehran. Blair said the death of four British soldiers, two of them women, killed with their interpreter in an ambush in Basra just hours before the Royal Navy crew arrived in London, had tempered any sense of jubilation. And he didn't mince his words about what he believes is ongoing Iranian involvement in Iraq.
Now it is far too early to say the particular terrorist act that killed our forces was an act committed by terrorists who were backed by any elements of the Iranian regime. So I make no allegation in respect of that particular incident, but the general picture, as I've said before, is that there are elements, at least, of the Iranian regime that are backing terrorism in Iraq.
The members of the crew were taken by helicopter to a military base in southwest England, where they had an emotional reunion with their families. In a statement released several hours after they arrived, they said the past 2 weeks had been very difficult, but the statement read, by staying together as a team, they had kept their spirits up. The BBC quoted one family member saying one of the team had been held in solitary confinement. The Chief of Defence Staff, Air Chief Marshal Jock Stirrup, met with the crew and said there was no question of any kind of reprimand for the confessions they'd made on Iranian television.
They looked very happy and they looked in good shape, but of course we will give them a proper medical examination and of course they'll be properly debriefed. As far as the statements that they had to make on Iranian television, you've only got to look at them. You've only got to listen to what they say to be able to draw your own conclusions. They did exactly as they should have done from start to finish in this entire incident, and we're extremely proud of them.
After the captives' departure, Iran said the group had been released because Prime Minister Blair had sent a personal note of apology, a statement categorically denied by Blair's office. And the Prime Minister continued to insist that the sailors and Marines were released, as he put it, without any deal, without any negotiation, without any side agreement of any nature. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.